Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Seems can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 here on the program as the Miami Dolphins had their draft this weekend and, you know, added a lot more speed, got some more help on the edge, got a dude with a whole heap of catches that Mike McDaniel seemed fired up about, and Malik Washington. But perhaps the most important thing is, they got an undrafted free agent cornerback whose name is Storm Duck.
Whoa.
And I need him to make the team.
Damn, that's a good name.
That's a good name, dude. Storm Duck?
That's a good name.
Wow.
He knows football.
There's no way this guy can be bad at football.
Be honest, though. If there was a guy named Storm Duck or a guy named Michael Robinson and you had one slot left on your team, who are you picking?
Storm Duck.
Has to be Storm Duck.
Storm Duck all the way.
That's good.
What? What's wrong?
How fast is he?
I don't know.
As fast as lightning.
Doesn't matter. He'll overlook speed.
Storm. His name's Storm Duck.
Well, maybe he'll underlook it because he ducks.
He's got to be pretty fast, right? He's a cornerback.
Do you have props?
What?
Nothing.
You asked about this?
What?
It's a Kush ball.
I saw that.
My son was here for taking kid to work day.
Yeah.
On Thursday.
I heard.
And
great time.
This is what he got for the scavenger hunt. Kush ball.
Wow. What is it
Can
called?
I just tell you, whenever I do the show with you, I know I'm going to have to deal with some silliness.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of your makeup, no matter where we go.
Thank you.
We could be eating food. We could be walking. We could be just talking. I know I'm going to have to deal with it. You always seem to take it to that next level. And this, my friend, is that next level.
Why?
I don't care what he can do, but with a name like Storm Duck, he has to make the team.
According to his pro day, 4.4 is what he ran.
That's four. Okay. That's okay for a DB.
So, exciting.
Where'd he go to school?
He went to Louisville last year. Before that, he was at UNC.
Oh, look at that.
Okay.
A lot of guys, by the way, it is crazy how much you have to train. You're like, now it's like with everybody's career, you have they're all at three schools.
Did you see Deion come out about Harry Penix Jr.? Or is it Harry?
Michael Penix Jr.? Wow.
Michael Penix Jr.
Harry.
No, what did he say?
He said, the fact that you guys are overlooking him, you know, just look at what he's done, you know, is a joke. He said that about him. I think it was before he got drafted.
I was about to say, like, who's overlooking him? He got drafted.
It was before the draft.
Oh, okay.
Now,
I still think that was a ridiculous pick.
I will say this. I don't have a problem with Atlanta drafting a quarterback.
That high?
Hold on. Right. Here's where the problem comes. You just gave a quarterback $100+ million with a torn Achilles.
Yep.
You can't bring in another quarterback who's had injuries also.
It's not even that. It's just like, if you were going to do it, like, go get Gardner.
Why take Kirk Cousins?
Go get Gardner Minshew for $10 million for a year, even if you wanted Michael Penix to sit. Like, it just, it's weird. I don't understand it.
Right.
You know, like, I'm totally fine with them taking Michael Penix. Like, no problems.
But from a standpoint of organizational, right? Having a banged up quarterback, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then go and get another quarterback who's been injury prone.
If I'm Arthur Blank, I'm just looking at my GM. I'm like, hey man, could have saved me some dough.
And here's the other thing. You're hoping Kirk Cousins works out. So that puts Michael Penix 2 years into it,
mm-hmm.
right? 2 years into it, he'll be 26.
Yeah.
So, like, you're basically signing for one contract.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
I mean, maybe two if he's a good quarterback. You know.
If he makes it to 34, 35. You see what I'm saying? So there's a lot. The problem with drafting a quarterback doesn't bother me. It's who they drafted based on your circumstances at the time of you picking a quarterback, right? Like now you got to hope two quarterbacks stay healthy?
It's weird, man.
Right? Let's
get the rest of our headlines.
Weird.
Brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
All right, so here was the Dolphins draft. We know round one, Chop Robinson, Penn State. Round two, they got a Moose offensive tackle, Patrick Paul.
Is this okay?
From Houston.
I was a bit like out of the loop. Just real quick.
Yeah.
That's good. We like this.
This was the one I saw get the most, I think, criticism because people say they don't know like how his mechanics are for the system. Now, again, I don't know. I'm not gonna act like I'm, but I know that he's 6'8", he's like 6'8", longest arms in the draft.
Okay.
The big thing is you have two tackles this year, so he's basically you're drafting a backup because he's not going to play guard.
What the hell?
Here's the issue with the draft. Here's what people have with the draft. All right, and the issue is this: is that
drafted a backup?
If you're going to draft an offensive lineman, right? Wouldn't it be either a combo guard center or guard? Why draft a tackle when those are one of your most secure positions on that front?
Yeah, but
I would say this, okay? Maybe to the Dolphins, he was the best offensive lineman available, and you do have a left tackle that's going to miss 6 games.
Exactly. You have a left tackle that's going to miss 6 games.
While everybody outside looking in saying you got Teron Armstead, I would say they drafted the tackle because they have Teron Armstead.
Yeah, and Teron Armstead basically has made it known this is probably his last year playing football.
Right. So, I don't have a problem with that pick. Keep in mind, where they drafted in the second round, there's no guarantee if they had gotten a guard or center that dude would be ready to play the first year anyway.
I think a lot of the guards and centers, too, that like people were into, like, were gone by then, you know?
Right. That's my point. So they got some help on the offensive line. Here's what I think they did. And to be honest with you, I'm okay with it. When it got down to their picks, both in the first round and the second round, they look at the positions that they needed, look at the best player they had available, and decided whether we could take a player that was maybe worth two spots lower, but we need him more, or we take the best player available and make it work. And I think in each case, I think they felt as if though they got the best player that was available at that time that they could bring in and help them right away.
So then the Dolphins in round four, they didn't have a third round pick. They mm-hmm. traded next year's third to hop into the fourth round or move up the fourth round, and they took Jalen Wright, running back from Tennessee.
Oh, I think we like that. I saw
fast.
That one. Yeah, we like that one.
Fast.
like that.
Fast.
I would like them to
fast.
I know. So I would like them to get fast. Somebody fast. On their fast. Team.
Fast. 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 Fast.
All right, dude.
Fast. Fast.
Fast. All right. Never mind. It's clearly the conversation I'm about to have.
What do you mean? You can have a conversation. We'll be grown-ups.
Yeah.
It's, no, you're not.
I swear to God, dude. No, we'll do it. What do you want to say? No, come on. I promise.
Taxes.
At some point during every part of the season, you're going to have to run the football into an 8 or 9 man front.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to need somebody with some ass that can just push the pile and get you 3-4 yards and close out a game that way.
He's not small, though. He's not small. Mm. What is he? He's 5'11", 210?
Oh, it's a bowling ball.
No, it's not.
What?
What?
It's not a bowling ball.
5'11", 210.
He's apparently also a really great pass protector.
That'd get him on the field early.
Yeah.
My favorite part, but this is my favorite thing. You know what he tweeted?
What?
He tweeted out afterwards.
Hmm?
They done effed up.
They done effed
they
up.
They done.
Dude.
They.
Fast.
They. Fast.
Who's they?
People, dude.
Like,
people done effed up. People.
I almost made it to 12 o'clock.
What do you mean?
They done messed around. I think that's what he meant.
Hey, so you don't think you need, like, when you get into defense, when you get into December and January, you don't think you need a bruiser or just somebody who runs very physical?
Yeah, we still got that guy. Brooks is still on the team?
He's still on the team.
Ah, look at that.
I mean, if he makes the team. Pretty deep at running back.
We are pretty deep.
All right. All right. I'm telling you, like, if there's one thing that I had a problem with this team, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that you can't close out a game and be running the ball sideways, right? Not because it won't work, but because you're risking at the end of a football game being in 2nd and 12 and 2nd and 13 from going sideways.
Yeah, but he's not like.
And now you have no chance of running out the clock.
Yeah, but you don't know that. Like, this guy, just because he's fast doesn't mean.
I'm telling you what I've seen on this team.
Fast.
And the fact that you said that means that, no, he's not.
He's
Did they introduce him by saying he's a very physical runner and runs the ball physically?
Fast, fast.
No, so fast. That's all you
Dad
said.
Dad called him the cheetah.
Super fast.
Then he wanted to say, well, I know that's Taken. Can I be Flash? And I need to let him know that that's Dwayne Wade.
Also so. Taken. Sorry.
I mean, sorry.
Again, is there another one? Quicksilver?
Like, having draft conversations with you
fast.
Might be the most excruciating thing I do on this show.
305-567-0560. Give me fast animals that we can name Jalen Wright after.
Yeah, I like that.
Fast.
I may not eat all day. You know why?
That's all you care about, Tobin Raider.
That's not fair.
Oh.
It's not fair.
You're a Raider.
It's all I care about.
You know what? There's a lot of fast people that never play football because they're no good.
Mm-hmm. He's good, though.
Right?
But everybody's raving about the pick.
Okay.
Everybody says this guy, this, and he's telling you, they.
Mm. Who's telling? Mm. Because he said it?
They done effed up.
He must have heard.
Tally Hero said, I love the competition. Let him keep grabbing me.
Yeah. What?
Okay. Okay. Mm. Okay.
Before I say something, I got to Google this. Schmeath and Schmolnick just came with a fast fact, and I need to know.
What?
Prongham. You know Pronghorn?
Pronghorn?
You know how fast they are?
How wow. fast? What the hell is a pronghorn?
I had no idea, but I had to make sure it wasn't a naughty word before I said it out.
You can't trust Schmeathen.
Exactly. It looks like a reindeer elk kind of thing. 61 miles per hour.
Ooh.
Running from a cheetah.
What about the Roadrunner?
Oh, how fast is that?
Roadrunners aren't as fast as you think.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, but everybody knows the cartoon. Meet.
26 miles per hour.
Yeah.
Not that good.
Well, he ran 23.7 miles per hour.
Wow.
Which,
fast. That's so fast.
Tyreek Hill said on this, man, I tell you, these kids are getting faster and faster, or I'm getting old. Sheesh. 23.7 is crazy.
Meep, meep.
Fast.
Yeah. It's amazing they make that noise with a Roadrunner, but he's not fast.
I mean, faster than a coyote. That's all he's got to be.
That's it.
Coyote's just dumb as hell. Wow. He don't need to be fast. He just need to be smarter.
Take a break.
Stop buying crap from Acme.
Take a break. Back after this.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's our number two with Tobin and Leroy.
Miami. And the NBA and NHL postseasons are underway, and we've got a great way for you to watch the games. We're giving away a $250 gift card to Dave and Buster's in Hollywood for your chance to win. Go to WQAM.com/contest and enter. That's simple. Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. Eat, drink, play, watch sports at Dave and Buster's. Leroy, can we get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover law firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
I got to tell you, the rain that just came out of nowhere was uncalled for this weekend weather. Supposed to be clear, supposed to be beautiful weekend, little breezy. Then all of a sudden, Robbie Raincloud came in and just moistened everything. Sucked. But welcome to Florida. You know, anytime there's clouds, there can be rain. It is quite breezy outside. 15 to 20 miles an hour. Winds are out of the east, southeast. It is partly cloudy. There's some sun, some clouds. But anytime there's clouds, you got to look out for a little rain in the evening. And I would say the temperature is around 81, 82 degrees.
How do you do, Marcos?
Excellent. Currently listed at 83 degrees. He is correct. We do have a few p.m. thunderstorms, a few showers after midnight tonight, and winds are about 15 miles per hour coming out of the east southeast.
Yeah. All right.
See, I knew that.
Couple of things. We have some news as far as boxing is concerned. Jake Paul and Mike Tyson is now officially sanctioned by the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulations, and it will be an official professional bout.
Oh, no.
Meaning that this will count on their records.
Why would he do that?
Why would Tyson do that?
Tyson definitely has much more to lose.
Well, does he? I mean, like, when's the last time Tyson won a fight?
Yeah, but like his record, though. Now we're going into history.
Hey, listen. Stop. Have you seen Tyson's last few professional fights?
The last time Tyson won a fight was what, Clifford Etienne? Spinal. Yeah, a while ago, dude.
Yeah.
There is.
What's that be? What, 15 years ago? 20 years?
Yeah. Long ass time ago, dude.
But how many professional fights has he lost since then?
Yeah, I'll get you an
answer. Like that,
I think he lost.
He's got like 8 losses.
What? Does he?
Oh, God. Yeah.
That's not good.
What are you talking about?
At this point, then who cares? Oh, man. For some reason, I thought he was like.
No, it's not like he's Floyd Mayweather, like putting his O on the line or something like that.
For sure, for sure.
Tyson's lost 6 times in his career.
Yeah, okay, that's not bad, though.
What?
That's not
2 away from 8.
Right. But like total 6. I thought you meant like since his spinal, since his last win.
But that's about when.
No, because he didn't do the Roy Jones. Like he couldn't. Like he was done after. Like because he lost 3 out of his last 4. Like he got knocked out by Lennox Lewis.
This isn't sad though. You don't even feel a little bit sad that number 7 potentially could be Jake Paul.
Yeah, it's gonna look ridiculous on his Wikipedia for sure.
That's what I'm saying. That doesn't make you feel sad. You don't feel
well,
sad.
Well, there is a caveat. There is a caveat here.
All right.
It's not going to be 3-minute rounds.
What?
Yeah. Okay. It says the heavyweight showdown will be contested over 8 2-minute rounds.
Mm.
Each fighter using 14-ounce gloves.
So they're using heavy gloves.
Yeah, they're using heavy gloves.
So here's the other deal.
Wow.
Here's what you have to understand. First of all, they're fighting with pillows. And second of all, they're playing right into Mike Tyson's hands where he can just go all dog day afternoon on him and not get tired after 2 minutes.
That does seem like it helps Tyson. That does. That does.
Yeah, that does.
Still don't know if I'm going to pick him. He's 60.
Oh.
He's 60.
What are the odds? I don't know. That'll tell me if I'll pick him or not.
I believe Jake Paul's a pretty
heavy favorite. If that's the case, you know I like me a little value. You know, I may have to. That Ryan Garcia thing really got me going. Ever since then, I feel like anything can happen.
Jake Paul's -360, Tyson's 3-1, +300.
I don't know. Sounds like
yeah, throw something.
Sounds like there's some value there.
Jake Paul's not even 30.
Yeah. No,
that's rough, man. I see all these Tyson videos.
So, in other words, Mike Tyson was the heavyweight champion of the world when Jake Paul was born.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Man, I got to tell you.
In fact,
Mike Tyson's 5 years older than me. I know how I feel when I get up in the morning.
I think he was a heavyweight champion before he was born.
I think Mike Tyson I don't think he. I think
he was. Was he at 19?
I think 96 the last time Tyson was champion. It's been a long time.
Yeah, even more than that.
Wow.
I know when he took over, he was knocking out everybody in 12 seconds.
Jake Paul was born in 97.
Oh my God!
The last time Tyson.
Oh, so he's older than No, he's not even 30.
The last time that Mike Tyson had a piece of the heavyweight championship was September of 1996. I guess he technically held it going into the Evander Holyfield fight. So let's say November 8th, 1996, before Bitegate.
Bitegate.
Dude.
Oh, I'm sorry. The biting was in the next fight. But either way, you get the point.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you?
Bitegate.
When Tyson bit that dude, it was like... What?
Yeah, crazy.
And that was almost as crazy as when the helicopter guy, because keep in mind, y'all, like all these fancy arenas now, they used to fight outdoors in Vegas when it was like 100 degrees. Yeah. And I think it was the first Holyfield Tyson fight they fought outdoors. And that's when helicopter guy came in, right?
Yep, I think so. Yeah. Was that
a guy came in on one of them things and landed in the ring.
Was that in Tyson? Was that I don't think that was Holyfield.
I thought it was the first Evander Holyfield.
I want to say that was Holyfield Bo.
I don't know, because Riddick Bo had his problems too.
Hmm.
Fan man boxing.
This is, I've never heard of a helicopter guy. Some helicopter guy just decided, is that why they said, you know what, let's just do this indoors from now on. That's probably best.
And then they started building arenas where they could get more money.
It was Evander Holyfield versus Riddick Bowe.
Oh, Evander Holyfield versus Riddick Bowe.
Yeah.
Oh, not Tyson. Okay.
I saw Evander Holyfield, or I heard he at least was those at a micro wrestling event recently. I'm not sure. I think
you're a bastard.
Dude, I'm telling you, that was the most awkward public event I was ever at because I was the only black person there.
That was so good.
And a 4 foot one, 270 guy decided to call me out.
270?
He was chubby.
Chunky 52.
What was he called? He was called the back, not Brackyard.
I don't remember the guy. No, Redneck Brawler was not the guy who called you Evander Holyfield.
Redneck
I don't remember.
Brawler.
Who, I don't remember the guy's name who did it.
But, yeah, so he looked over at me and called me Evander Holyfield. And so all of the other people, right, turned and looked at me. I'm like, yo, just minding my own business, dude. I ain't saying nothing.
I will say the little people felt like they could get away with some stuff on that show.
Oh, yeah.
Between.
Oh, let's not even talk about the motorboat.
You rubbing your fuzzy little thing right now? This is strange. This is, I don't know. It's like a little, yeah, he's an evil genius, and it's like his pet cat.
Take a quick break. Leroy gives out his game balls and game bums. Next!
Bum, 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 bum.
Oh, man, let's gather around the locker room, ladies and gentlemen. Leroy Horde has to hand out some game balls and game bums. What do we got today, Leroy?
Well, my game bum I'm going to do first goes to the Marlins.
Bum.
Like, dude, you have a 7-0 lead with a clean slate. It wasn't like, you know, 7-0 lead and bases loaded. You fresh start, right? You haven't given up 9 runs in all year? Right? All year. You are now finding ways to lose that I thought were impossible.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. And listen, everybody gets a game bump. I don't know how, why, when, or where this is happening.
How many wins at home do they have? Have we gotten one whopper this year? Is that it? One whopper?
One. That's it.
One damn whopper?
That's
Burger King is making a killing because they're getting advertising and they ain't got to give up nothing.
Maybe Burger King needs to like go by like, you know.
If Burger King wants to make it right for me, they need to change their rule for losses. Home losses, you get a Whopper Jr. Other than that, I don't trust them.
Remember back in the day, what did they have? If the Marlins get 10 hits.
Dozen hits, dozen donuts.
Dozen hits, dozen donuts.
That was the best. We want donuts.
Yep.
They are 2-14. They have given out 2 Whopper Juniors this year.
Nice.
Right.
Yeesh.
Right.
Look at
that. Yeah, that's crazy. But I will say this. I watch some pretty incredible basketball this week, even though it didn't work out.
Oh, before you get to your game ball.
Yeah.
Let's hear a little from Peter Bendix. This is him being asked why the fans should have faith in the organization.
Peter, why should fans be confident that this is going to turn around?
It's a long-term process. That's something I've said from the beginning. In the short term, this is going to turn around because we have a bunch of players who are really committed to making sure it turns around. We have a staff that is committed to working hard and putting them in the best position to succeed. And we have guys with a track record of success. We have guys that are going to get back to the level of performance that they're accustomed to. In the long term, my vision for what this organization, where it's going, is not changed. The vision is the same thing that it would be regardless of our record right now. I continue to have the support and the resources to really get this organization where it needs to be.
Oh, boy.
Be right with you, Sam.
Mr. Sherman. He hired Todd, the intern.
Can I just tell you, we had a conversation with Peter, and he's definitely an energetic, positive.
Nice dude.
But damn, you make it hard!
Here's a little bit more. This is his message to the team.
The message has been to continue to work hard, to continue to do what you can, to control what you can, and that this will not last forever.
What? What? Eventually we'll get a win. Guys,
don't worry. Hey, Jazz, don't worry. It won't last forever.
Yeah,
you can't lose all 162.
It won't last forever.
The season will be done, and then there you go. No more.
You're right. It won't last forever.
Here's what I would like to say.
That should be
here's
the slogan.
What I would like to say about that. We go out to training camp, and we have conversations with a lot of guys, some guys on the comeback, some guys trying to build on what they did the year before, and there's a lot of positivity, right? There really is, because you haven't played a game yet. But I got to tell you, this bad in the first 2 months? Oof. Right? Like, I don't know. And here's the thing. It's only one group, right? We can talk about the hitting. They're scoring enough runs to win games.
I mean, everything sucks, dude. They suck.
I don't know. I just thought, like, in years past, the reasons why this team was so good was because of their pitching.
Yeah, and their pitching is depleted.
Right.
Their pitching is depleted, for sure. But
and that's the only questions I asked wasn't about, oh, we got more pop, we got this. It was about the pitching. Because if any of us, you guys have all seen this team the last few years, when their pitching was good, when their setup guy was good, when their the closer was good, this team, no matter how many runs they score, could compete.
I mean,
but when you're giving up seven run leads,
they're 27.
That's got to be some kind of record.
And they're 27th in runs, Leroy. Like, they're not good at hitting. They're not good at scoring. They're not good at anything. They suck.
All right.
But don't worry, Day. It won't last forever.
No. Don't you
tell me. It won't last forever.
Don't you tell me what to believe.
It won't last forever.
Don't you tell me what to believe.
That should be the hashtag now for the Marlins. Instead of Marlins baseball, it should be Marlins. It just should be hashtag it won't last forever.
Yeah.
What do you got for game balls, dude?
So I saw a lot of good basketball, watched a lot of golf, watched a lot of things. But I'm going to say this. I'm going to give a game ball to Mike McDaniel and Chris Greer. Simply because, listen, you can make the right choices and they don't work, right? But if you continue to make the right choices, eventually you're going to be on the good end of that. And I like the plan going into the draft. The plan played out where they may not have gotten players that we have heard of, or that everybody was telling us they should pick, okay? But they did go into it trying to make their team stronger and fill some voids that they had when they got an opportunity for a talented player in the fourth round. They did it by getting the running back, right? So even though I have questions at running back position, and I'm telling you, you know, December and January when you need to pound the ball a little bit more, are they going to be able to do that? I still understand the pick, right? So I would say this. Everybody wants them to fix it right after the season's over with. The biggest increase in players and positions filled is going to be after June 1st, okay? That's when everybody's money frees up. That's when all the salary cut casualties come in, and that's when you're going to be able to pick up these guys and build your team. So, but as far as right now, even though, like I said, even though you have questions about the guys who you've never seen play football, I might add, right? Even though you have questions about the guys, I always look at, okay, was this a need or a luxury? All right. Where can we pick up needs? Where can we pick up luxuries? Those first two picks were needs. As they went farther along in the draft, they got speed, they got talent, they just best player available. So I do think they made their team better after this weekend. Whether it pans out or not is a whole different conversation.
By the way, I got a little news here from Ira Windeman's Twitter account. He tweets out, following the birth of a baby girl, DeLon Wright will be available for the Miami Heat tonight against Boston. So congratulations.
I hate when they say personal reasons.
Yeah.
And they don't like
specify.
And you know, it's a privacy thing. I get that. He like, yeah. But now they've announced it.
Yeah.
It always seems like something else, right?
Something bad.
When you say personal reasons, because keep in mind, we had a guy who missed a game of personal reasons because he passed out in a hallway of a hotel.
Sometimes you do that. Sometimes you pass out in hallways of hotels.
And he had to be saved by
Are you talking about Gerald Green?
Yeah.
When Mario Chalmers,
when you know when you got to be saved by Rio, like, but you see what I'm saying? So, like, yeah,
that era had personal reasons too. That era had they had him, and then of course we had Dion Waiters with Gummy Gate on the plane.
Gummy Gate, he just sitting in a chair twitching. Hey man, calm down.
Well, congratulations to DeLon Wright and the Wright family.
Congratulations to DeLon Wright. Now we need you to come and lock somebody down.
Now go hit some threes. Go hit some threes for baby girl.
Yeah, yep. I don't think that mattered though.
What do you mean?
It was Indiana did it this time. Indiana broke a record for threes. What the hell is going on with threes being shot in these playoffs?
Dude, it's wild. I was watching Clippers Mavs yesterday. They were up 31.
Wow.
And nearly lost the game. Like the Mavs gave all the way back. Kyrie was amazing. So it is
Is there any series besides, I'm saying outside of this one,
mm-hmm.
that you still have questions about? Like, I think the Knicks are gonna close out Philly.
I think the Knicks will close out Philly. I think Orlando Cavs. I mean, who cares? But
that's 2-2. Okay.
That's 2-2.
And that's that's the most exciting series and the least exciting series at the same time, right?
Thunder's Pel.
Because nobody cares about that.
Thunder Pel will be done tonight.
Yes.
Did you see
Thunder the most surprising team? Because they're really, really young.
Yeah, most surprising team. I mean, obviously they don't have Zion, the Pelicans. That's a big blow to them. But the games have been a really, really lopsided series. And yeah. Charles Barkley says they don't even get to go to Cancun. Where did he say he's going to send them to? Galveston, Texas. Oh man, we'll bring you that sound. It was really funny tonight. Lakers, Denver at Denver. Feels like the Lakers are dead team walking in that one.
Although they've been leading. A majority of the game.
They've led more time.
Okay, dude.
No, but
that's like the Celtics from 2 years ago. Like we won more quarters. It's like who cares? It's like game seven.
No, the only point that you would make on that is that those games are a lot closer than you think. It just seems like in that fourth quarter, the old people get old. And the young people stay well because Joker doesn't move that much, right?
I don't think is Jamal Murray playing tonight though? He was questionable.
I know he was questionable.
So I'll look that up during the break.
Good.
We'll get to some cat talks and pretty cool news for our boy Sergey Bobrovsky. We'll bring you that coming up next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.